everyone. We're going to take a look now at Mark chapter 14 and the scene where Peter denies Jesus. This is starting in verse 66. And as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came, and seeing Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, "You also were with the Nazarene Jesus." But he denied it, saying, "I neither know him, know, nor understand what you mean." And he went out into the gateway, and the rooster crowed. And the servant girl saw him again, and began again to say to the bystanders, "This man is one of them." But again he denied it. After a little while, the bystanders again said to Peter, "Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." But he began to invoke a curse on himself, and to swear, "I do not know this man of whom you speak." And immediately the rooster crowed a second time. And Peter remembered how Jesus had said to him, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." And he broke down and wept. It's an incredibly significant and important scene. Remember, the scene just before it is when Jesus is before the Jewish leadership, the Sanhedrin, and he fully declares who he is, that he is indeed the Messiah, that he is the Son of Man who ascends to the right hand of God, as depicted by Daniel chapter 7, 13 and 14. And so Mark is drawing our attention to this contrast. Jesus has declared the truth and is willing to put his skin in the game and his life on the line for the truth before the highest authorities of the Jewish faith. By contrast, Peter's not willing to put his neck on the line before this lowly servant girl. So the whole scene is meant to help us see Jesus' faithfulness contrasted with Peter's faithlessness. It takes place during what the Romans at this time called the cock crowing. This would have been between midnight and 3 a.m. This is when roosters began to crow, and it was so reliable that the Romans set their watches, their four watches of the night, by it. And again, Peter is there taking comfort around the fire, finding safety around the fire. As the scene moves on, he moves further away from Jesus. And so we see him preferring safety and comfort to being with Jesus. And again, that was one of the early definitions of discipleship for Mark, was simply being with Jesus. And so Peter, again, is moving further and further away from discipleship. He denies Jesus, whereas Jesus has described discipleship as denying oneself. So we see Peter kind of being completely undone. But again, I think it's worth noting that Jesus saw this ahead of time and had prepared for it and was willing to deal with it. And notice the ironies just continue to pile up in Mark. He says in his last denial, "I don't know this guy. I don't know who you're talking about." And in a sense, he's right. He does know Jesus, but he really doesn't understand Jesus yet. And he won't until the cross and the resurrection and the gift of the Spirit. Remember all the way back to the partial healing of the blind man. Peter is still in that stage where he only sees the outlines of who Jesus is, not fully who Jesus is. And again, this is so important to the telling of the gospel. And that last scene is so, it's so powerful. Here's this lowly Jewish fisherman. He would not have been recognized as esteemed or in some high profession or status by really anyone in the ancient Roman world. And yet his sorrow, his sadness, the text says something like he put his hands over his face and wept. His tears are put front and center and seen, I think, in a good light, in a light of repentance, right? This is the godly sorrow that ultimately leads to repentance. And this is why the gospel always brings some bad news before it brings good news, right? It brings some truth about human nature and its weakness and its frailty and its rebellion from God. And then lastly, I'd just like to emphasize, where do we know about this episode? Well, the only way we could know about this episode is through Peter's reporting. And in the Gospel of Mark, which most people think is Peter's memory or Peter's version of the Gospel, Peter's last appearance or his last scene is of total failure and tears of repentance before Jesus goes to the cross. And so, again, I want to emphasize that Mark, the early church, saw no need to present their most important leaders as, you know, superheroic Christians. They are saints, but they are human saints with human failings. And the effect of this, especially on the early audiences of Mark, on the one hand, it would have been a warning, right? You don't know yourself. You don't really know what's in you until you're put in the pressure cooker. But by the same token, an encouragement that if you have denied him, the very founding leader after Jesus of the Christian movement denied him in the worst possible way at the worst possible moment. And he is still the leader of that community at the time of the Gospel's writing. So it is this, again, remarkable testimony to the fact that one of the most important virtues that Christians celebrate is humility. We do not preach ourselves. And it is so important to remind ourselves of that, that our message has nothing to do with who we are, but who Jesus Christ is, and who Jesus is remaking us to be. So may we worship Jesus, may we preach him, and may he remake us from one day to the next, from glory to glory. Amen.